Blog Talk Radio.
Evangelist Charlene Speedborn, and I want to welcome you to our broadcast. This broadcast is brought to you live and direct from the Jesus Saves Ministry. Of course, you can email us at gojesusnow@aol.com. While we're on the air, that's gojesusnow@aol.com. While we're on the air and we can read your email, of course, this webcast is based on the Word of God. We have hot topics taken right out of the news that are vibrant, that are live right now, and we want to discuss them and discuss them based on the Word of God. Again, I am your host, Evangelist Charlene Speedborn, and I want you to stay tuned. Of course, you can view us live at www.tjsm.org. Call a neighbor, call a friend, tell them to tune in and listen to us ladies discuss the Word of God. Of course, my friends and evangelists out there, we wouldn't mind having you on our panelists. We want somebody that knows the Word and don't mind sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. He lives and moves and has his being in our lives. We love you. Thank you for tuning us in. This is a great opportunity for us. And we want you to stay tuned as we take you further into the broadcast. Praise the Lord, everybody. You know what? Even though I can't sing, I think I could put a hurting on that song right there. And you know why? Because the Lord has been just that good to me. I think I could put a hurting on it. Of course, y'all might not want to hear it, but I believe that I could do some serious damage with that song, Here I Am to Worship. Praise Him. My name is Evangelist Charlene Speedborn, and as you heard, you are listening to Ladies Seeking His Faith. I broadcast live and direct from my home church, the Jesus Saves Ministry. The Lord blessed me to be here today. I am here in the studio with my presiding bishop and apostle who just celebrated his 69th birthday, Apostle Lonnie Stocks, on yesterday, but still relishing in the fact that the Lord blessed him to see his 69th birthday. I'm still excited. He's my pastor, and he is a great man of God. He is a person who loves you enough to tell you when you're wrong, loves you enough to tell you when he appreciates you, loves you enough to put you on the right road. I mean, he loves you. He doesn't just love you. He loves your family, and he constantly helping and uplifting and spreading the gospel of Jesus Christ. He does not meet a stranger. If you have ever walked with Apostle Lonnie Stocks, you can walk from here. Our church is on the corner of Evergreen and Putnam. Madison is the next block. If you walk with him from Putnam to Madison, he will talk to every single person that he meets. Not just on this side of the block, on the other side of the block. It don't matter. Hey, man, how you doing, man? How you doing? Yeah, we on top of the grass, man. God is good, ain't he? Yes, sir. How you doing, man? God bless you, miss. God bless you. How you doing? He does not meet a stranger. He has that type of personality, always smiling and always giving God praise. And I thank God for him. I thank God for him. So I give God praise for my presiding bishop and pastor and engineer. He is a perfectionist. He works very diligently on his broadcast. and he makes sure I work very diligently on my broadcast. Now, having said that, welcome to today's show. I am excited. I think I say that every Saturday, but I'm excited. You know why I'm excited? It's not so much that there's a topic for today. I'm excited because this is another opportunity to discuss the word. I never said I was a theologian. I do a lot of research. I do a lot of work. I do a lot of God speaking to me. It takes a lot of humility. I'm not saying I'm the brightest bulb in the box, but I read, and I ask God to give me a lot of comprehension. And some of the things I say, you probably know already, but I'm praying that there's somebody out there that goes, oh, thank you, Jesus, for letting me hear that. When I come to church on Sunday, even though I've read the Bible cover to cover numerous times, when I come to church on Sunday, I come to church with an open mind to hear what the man of God has to speak and what he has to say. And I let the anointing of the Holy Ghost work it out so that it excites me and ignites a spark in my life. And I pray that this broadcast does the same for you. So today I'm talking about what is your story. Now, I talked about this. The Lord gave me the privilege to share this subject last night. He gave me an opportunity to speak for my pastor's birthday. And I'm humbled that I was able to at least make an attempt at sharing what God had for me to say. And I pray that I said all that God wanted me to say. As I said, I don't want to say more than God said, and I don't want to say less. But I thought that, and God put it on my spirit this morning, when I got up, that I should share it again. Not as loud as last night. But I figure I should share the most serious and most vital points of this topic. And the topic is, what is your story? Because I think it's important for us to know that we all have a story. We do. Every single person, from the youngest, from the newest born, that's to travel down the birth canal, to the oldest person that's lived 100 and something years old, we all have a story. The question is, does your story coincide with what God has in store for you, or is your story going to be your demise? All right? So let us pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come before you today, grateful to see another day, a day I've never seen before, May 11th, 2013. Lord, I thank you because you are so awesome. You are amazing. You are astonishing. You are brilliant. You are a light in darkness. You are sunshine on a cloudy day. You are the Alpha and Omega. You are the best thing that's ever happened to me. No one has ever loved me like you. You are my superhero. You are God. And besides you, there is no other. There is none like you. And I am grateful that I am able to come before you today, not before a high priest, not before a pastor, but I can come directly in your presence and pray to you and honor you and ask that your favor would be upon this broadcast at this moment, at this time, in this place, and that your glory may shine upon your word. As my pastor preached the word, speaking the word, that your glory may shine upon your word, that your people may be saved, healed, delivered, and set free from the bondage of our enemy, our adversary. Call him by name, Satan, the demon, the devil, that he may lose his hold in our lives, and that we may praise you, glorify you, and honor you. Everywhere we go, we may tell of your goodness and your kindness, your grace, and your mercy. In Jesus' name, amen and amen, amen. Jesus is the best thing that's ever happened to me. And you should feel the same way about him. If he's your Lord and Savior, you should feel that he's the best thing that's ever happened to me. So what is your story? My subject for today. Let's start with Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3, verse, start at verse 11. The word of God reads. I'm sorry, I laugh a lot, but I remember a time when I didn't, so I'm not asking y'all to forgive me. I'm just asking you to bear with me. And he said, "Who told thee that thou wast naked? Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" Verse 12, and the man said, "The woman whom thou gavest to be with me, she gave me of the tree, and I did eat." So then, and the Lord God said unto the woman, "What is this that thou hast done?" And the woman said, "The serpent beguiled me, and I did eat." And the Lord God said unto the serpent, "Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed above all cattle and above every beast of the field. Upon thy belly shalt thou go, and dust shalt thou eat all the days of thy life." And verse 15, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed, and it shall bruise thy head, and thou shalt bruise his heel." That's from the King James Version. Now listen, I said, what is your story, right? Let's look at this real quick. Now, most people know about Adam and Eve, and Eve gave Adam an apple. Everybody says it's an apple. The Bible says it's fruit. God said they ate from the tree. That's like the most minute part of the story. Everybody's worrying about, do you understand that the most minute part is that she gave him an apple? That's a minute part. It's not even significant. The important part is that they disobey God. I know you want to get it right, so let's deal with facts. Fact is, she gave him a fruit. Let's go to verse 11. Right, that's the verse 11 right there. And he said, "Who told thee thou wast naked?" Because if you know, when God came, they was hiding, and God said, "Why are you hiding?" And he said, "Because we was naked. We heard you, and we was naked, so we was hiding." And God said, "Who told you was naked?" And look, this is the story, this verse right here, verse 11. "Hast thou eaten of the tree whereof I commanded thee that thou shouldest not eat?" The story is, did you disobey me? Now, can I tell y'all something? If you're a parent, most of the time when a parent asks you a question like that, they already know the answer. I do it to my kids all the time. So they already know the answer. Why are you going to weave this story together when the truth, know what the story is? God, I disobeyed you. That's the story. But what they did was everybody did this. Everybody pointed their finger. Lord, it was her fault. It was his fault. It was the serpent's fault. It's cool because God got to the root of the matter. He got to the root of the matter. He got them to give up the serpent. And so God did this. He went to verse 14, and the Lord said unto the serpent, "Because thou hast done this, thou art cursed." God cursed the serpent right in front of their faces. And do y'all understand something? Satan is cursed. He's cursed. The serpent is cursed. The thing that is coming against us, that wants us to disobey God, is cursed. That's why it wants us to disobey God. And then God gives us a promise in verse 15 when he says, "And I will put enmity between thee and the woman, and between thy seed and her seed." No matter what Satan brings your way, it's always going to be an enemy. As I told them last night, as long as you're working for God, and God brought this to me again this morning, he said, when you are working for God, When you are working for the men of God, when you are working for the woman of God, when you are doing all you can to help the man or the woman of God, and you have somebody that is bent on coming against you and fighting against you and your work in the ministry, they are an enemy. You know what enmity is? Enmity is a feeling or condition of hostility, hatred, ill will. You wonder why this person feels so angry when they come around you. Because they are of the devil. Now, what is your story? Are you going to let them cause you to forget the promise that God gave you? Are you going to, let me give you this quote God gave me this morning. Are you going to stand on the promise of God, or are you going to fall for the deception of the devil? What's your story? Is your story that I'm going to obey God even though my best friend wants me not to go to church today? It's Friday night. The choices are go to church, go to that, what your friend gonna call, go to that dead church, or go to church, you know they ain't doing nothing over there, or come hang out and go to dinner with me. We're going to have a good time. These are your choices. If you have a friend, look, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm sorry to tell you. I'm sorry that I have to be the one to tell you, even though God already told you right here in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15. I'm sorry to be the one to share this with you. But if you have a friend that would have the audacity to bring that option to you, then they're your enemy. Anybody that would bring an option for you to do something on your church night, whether I go to Jesus Saves Ministry, and I say this often, on we have Bible study on Wednesday. This is our church service. When I became a member, this became a part of me. Let me tell you, when I was a teacher for the New York City Board of Education. We worked from Monday to Friday. We had to be to work at 8 o'clock. We were expected to stay there till 3 o'clock, till 2:20. If they had extended day, we stayed till 3 o'clock. If you work after school, you stay till 4 o'clock. That became a part of my life. Why? Because I was a New York City Board of Department of Education teacher. That was my life. Once I became a born-again Christian and I joined the Jesus Saves Ministry, I took the right hand of fellowship and I became a member. Apostle Lonnie Stock said, "Will you follow me as I follow Christ?" And I said, "Yes, I will." He said, "We have Bible study on Wednesday night, church on Friday night. We have Sunday school at 10 a.m. We have 11:30 a.m. morning worship. We have 5 p.m. evening service." That's supposed to become a part of my life. That's my story. That's a part of my story. That's a part of my life. So for anybody to come to me and bring me any other option during any of those times, they're my enemy. And I know you don't want to hear that. You may not want to hear that. And I can understand. I can understand because we don't like to hear that people we love are enemies. Because when you say no, let me tell you something. Tell them no. Say, you know what? I can't do it because I go to church. And you will see that God has put enmity between them and you. And you know why? Because they are sent on assignment from the enemy. And you will feel a little hostility. You'll feel hostility. Now, if Jesus Saved was a church that had service on Saturday and not Sunday, and Pastor said, we have church on, like when Hurricane Sandy came, we moved church from, not Hurricane Sandy, it was another hurricane that came in August of the year before last. He moved church from Sunday to Saturday so that the members could be home on Sunday and I could coordinate a hurricane. Okay, so when he moved church to Saturday, I found it was my responsibility to be the church here on Saturday because it's my church. Now, for somebody to tell me, don't go, and I say, yes, I'm going, you'll feel a little hostility. You'll feel a little pulling. If you don't believe me, try it. If you're a born-again Christian and you're a member of a church, try it when a person brings something up that goes against your church. This is your story. What is your story? Are you going to stand for the truth, or are you going to fall for the lie? Are you going to fall for what the enemy has in store for you? It's a trick. Everything is a trick. The enemy is constantly trying to trick us. I mean, he tells you things that's not true. He told Eve, he simply twisted God's words around. That's what the enemy does. He twists your words. He changes your story and adds a little bit of a lie, and it's no longer your story. Once you add a lie into your story, it's no longer your story. It's a story that the devil has created. And now you're no longer following God. You're no longer standing on the promises of Jesus, but now you are falling for the trick and the deception of the enemy. Now, let me find that. You are now falling for the trick of the enemy. You're no longer doing what God wants you to do. And when you do that, well, you know what that means. You are not the person that God wants you to be. And now Satan has a foothold. Now Satan has a foothold. I think this is it right here.
You're listening to Ladies Speaking His Faith with your host, Evangelist Charlene C. Bourne. Stay tuned. There is a word for you. Speak a lot right there.
All right now, keep it locked right there. I don't want to talk too much. Now listen, what we're going to do now is I'm going to play a song. I'm going right here. Let's do I Still Believe by Bishop Larry Trotter. It's the reprise. I Still Believe, the reprise by Bishop Larry Trotter. Stay tuned and I'll be right back. Remember, today's topic is what is your story? Keep it locked.
When others say you can't, you have to say I can. Preacher used to say that rock bottom doesn't mean nothing to God because God made the rock. I know you feel real low. I know you feel cast down, neglected, perplexed. Don't understand the season or the wilderness. But if you could muster up enough faith to say, I still believe that I can, regardless of my past, regardless of what I've been through, I can start all over again because I still believe. I believe that I can. I believe I can. but you still believe that you can do it. Apostle Paul said, I can do all things.
Yes. Now, do you still believe? Is that your story? Do you still believe you can start over? It's not over yet. It is not over yet. How do you know? Go to John 3:16. See, remember now, we started out in Genesis. A lot happened between Genesis chapter 3 and John 3:16. The children of Israel went through a whole lot. But look what happened. See, God didn't leave us there. He gave us the promise in Genesis chapter 3 and verse 15. I'm going to put trouble between the woman and you. And not only that, between her seed and your seed. Jesus came through a woman, and look what happened. Look what God did for us. In John 3:16, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Do you still believe? Whosoever believeth in him should not perish. It can be done. Your story is not ended. For some of you, it looks like it's over, and it's just really getting started. Don't let your story end there. Don't let it end that you were done wrong by your husband. Don't let it end that you were done wrong by your wife. Don't let it be ended that you was fired on the job you worked on for 30 years. Still believe. For God loved you so much that he sent Jesus to the rescue. Do I have a witness? Is there anybody out there that know God sent Jesus to the rescue? Do you still believe that even after 30 years, when somebody walk away from you, that God has and God can and God will? Not that just that God can, but God will. Do you still believe? Or is your story that you let this situation stop you from believing? Is your story that you let this sickness stop your belief? Did you let this loss of money stop you from trying? Did you let the stock market crash? Did you let the economy crash? Did you let any of these things stop you from believing in what God can do? We're talking about a God that looked at, what did somebody say? They said what the children of Israel, they looked at, when they got to the Red Sea, they saw a dead end, and God saw an opening. When you get to a dead end street, you look at it as all over, and God is looking at a new beginning. As I said last night, when a person walks out of your life, the Bible says they went out from among us because they were not of us. But if they were of us, they never would have left us. Anytime someone walks away from you, they were never with you. They weren't with you. That's why God let them walk away from you, to show you that they weren't with you. They were only leeching off of you. And God let them get away from you so that you can grow. Do you know what a leech does? A leech just sucks on you and sucks on you, and it makes you sicker and it makes you weaker. And they just pull and pull and pull. Your body can't even recover. Your body can't recover. A leech just sucks and sucks and sucks and sucks. But once you get the leeches off, your body can recover and you can get well. When a person leeching and constantly pulling on your anointing, pulling on your finances, pulling on everything you got, you can barely recover. You wonder why you're struggling. You're wondering why you seem like you just can't make it. You're wondering why you get out and pay this one bill and heck come another bill, because you got a leech on you. And God is trying to cut them off, and you keep picking and going and getting them. God is saying, let that thing go. My pastor preached Sunday, sometimes some things you just got to let go so God can bless you. What is your story? Are you going to let God handle it, or are you going to jump in and mess it up? All right, listen, I'm going to turn it into, because we got some announcements. We have some powerful things going on in this church, and I really want you to be informed. I'm excited about my church. My church is the Jesus Saves Ministry. We are located at 509 Evergreen Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. The zip code is 11221. We are in Bushwick. That's right. We are on the map. We are the big white church on the corner of Evergreen and Putnam. We have the big white cross on the corner right at the top of the church. And my pastor and presiding bishop is none other than Apostle Lonnie Stocks. He is in the studio. I'm going to give it over to him so he can make these very important announcements. And right after that, I will be right back to conclude the show. In your hands, Bishop.
Belong.
You take the pain away. I'm so in love with you.
Yes, look where God brought me from. A long way, y'all. If the Lord let me live to see it, on May the 10th, I'm going to be 69 years old. And I give God the praise and the glory and the honor for that. And also, on May the 18th, the church has given me a birthday banquet, a celebration, right here at the Jesus Saved Ministry Church. We're located at 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, between Cornelia Street and Putnam Avenue. Service begins at 6:30 p.m. on Saturday, May the 18th, right here at the Jesus Saved Ministry Banquet Hall. I'm inviting all of y'all guys to come and fellowship with me on that day. I look forward to seeing you, man. Make me real happy to see your face on my 69th birthday celebration. Gifts are in order. Whatever you like to give, we appreciate it. And remember, God loves you and I do too. The ticket's only $69. $1 for every year that God has blessed me to live. $69. And you can know what? Purchase your ticket right online at www.tjsm.org. Or you can make a donation right there online. And you know what? I would appreciate it so much. Thank you so much. I would love to see your face, but if you can't make it, please consider making a $69 donation. All right, God bless you. Remember, God brought me from a mighty long way. Praise the Lord, and hello to everyone. This is your host, Apostle Lonnie Stocks. I have this great announcement coming up. LVB Music Productions and Felicia Vaughn and Eric Butler presents Hilariously Funny right here at the Jesus Saved Ministry. Hot new stage play, Don't Tell Grandma I Met Him Online. The inspirational stage play, Don't Tell Grandma That I Met Him Online. When is that going to be? June the 1st and June the 2nd. Saturday and Sunday. June the 1st, doors will open at 6 p.m. and the curtains will roll at 7 p.m. On Sunday, June the 2nd, doors will open at 3 p.m. Curtains will roll at 4 p.m. Where is that going to be? Right here at the Jesus Saved Ministry Church. For Bishop Lonnie Stock, 509 Evergreen Avenue between Courtney Street and Putnam Avenue. Tickets are only $20. You can contact and get your tickets at 1-800-595-4TIX or Evangelist Dominique Duncan, 917-436-5300. Or myself, Apostle Lonnie Stocks, 917-885-9514. Or the producer himself, Eric Butler, 301-440-1728. You can also email him at ebutler477@aol.com. We're looking forward to having a wonderful time. Again, that's June the 1st, Saturday, at 6 p.m. The doors will be open. The curtain will roll at 7 p.m. On Sunday, June the 2nd, doors will open at 3 p.m. Curtain will roll at 4 p.m. Where? Right here at the Jesus Saves Ministry Church with your host, Apostle Lonnie Stoddard, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. We hope to see your face in the place. God got some words that he wants to give you. We'll have that great comedian there featuring Christian comedian E. Boogie. They say he's good, y'all. Come on by and enjoy yourself. Don't tell Grandma I met him online. God bless.
Together like this.
Yeah.
That's it. We're gonna have good.
That's it right there. Yeah.
Can I hear the guitar? The guitar, please. Come on.
Okay.
A little bass, please.
Right there, right there. wherever you at, put your phone, put the phone on speakerphone, put it on the side and just go ahead and go in. Just stand up on the, ow! See, if I had Marlo and Tiffany right here, they could take it all the way in for me right here. Woo! Jesus, hallelujah. And my mother playing the tambourine, and my father singing on the mic. Somebody knows. Woo! You might as well put it. Woo! Say it right there, Jesus. Yes, he did. Yes, he is. I'm a witness. Yes, he is. He's trying to tell my testimony. Woo! Come on, you might as well get up and turn around and give God a praise. Put your hands on it. Put your feet on it. Glory to God.
God is. God is. My everything.
Look at somebody and say, it ain't over. 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 What's your story? God is. Is that your story? My Lord Jesus. Yes, he is. That's what he is to me. Jesus, have mercy.
My company keeper.
Yes, he is. Glory to God. Can I get a witness? Can I? You got a witness, brother. Anybody, do you know about Jesus? Yes, he will. Many a night. Yes, he will. What? Yes, he did. He paid my glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Glory to God. I know somebody's speaking in tongues, right? I know you know him. If you know him, you're speaking in tongues right now. You can't help yourself. Glory to God. Yes, he has. Glory to God. My Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Somebody know him. That's what he is to me. Yes, he did. Watch out. Yes. Glory. He put him on here. You better watch yourself. Hallelujah. My Lord Jesus. You might as well go ahead on and go in. Go in, go in, go in. Hallelujah.
God is. God is. God is. My everything.
Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is my everything. That's my story. What is your story? God is my everything. You know why? Let me tell you why God is my everything. God knew that I was going to need help. He knew that Satan was deceptive. He's a master deceiver. He knew it. And see, I got a problem. See, I'm a woman. Who do you think Satan came to? He deceived a woman. So I got some rough strikes against me. So he sent, God sent Jesus. He knew I was going to need help. He knew we as a people were going to need help. So he sent Jesus. Right? He sent Jesus. And even the look, all these things this young man sang about in the song, Jesus is our burden bearer. He's a tuition payer. Put shoes on our feet, money in our pocket, clothes on our back. And even though Jesus did all that, we still let Satan come in. As I was telling Bishop earlier, we were talking about David and Absalom. How is it, and I want y'all to think about this, how is it we have somebody that'll stick with us and stick with us and stick with us and be there for us and be good to us and take care of us? How is it we'll let a person come in, kiss us on the forehead, kiss us on our hand, tell us we look nice, tell us they'll be good to us, and we'll fall for the okey-doke, and we'll leave a person who has been with us and took care of us and stood by us and fall for that foolishness. Satan does it all the time. What is your story? You know why I love God? You know what? God is my everything, because God knew I was going to need deliverance. He sent Jesus. But he didn't leave it there. You know what God was showing me? God was showing me this. And when Pastor played this message on his show, and I'm going here. Pastor was playing his message on his show one day this week, and he mentioned in the message that people talk about don't go in Revelations. Have you ever heard somebody tell you don't go in Revelations? You know why people tell you don't go in Revelations? Watch out, let me. My father would say, girl, pat that down right there. You know why people tell you don't go in Revelations? Because the devil don't want you to know that he ain't the one that got the power. He don't want you to see the complete story. The devil don't want you to see the complete story. Turn to Revelations, and I know my show is coming to an end. This show is coming to an end, but I want to show you how your story can end if you continue to believe in Jesus Christ. If you continue to understand that God is your everything and he's the one that has control. Look at Revelations 20. I wish I could read you the whole chapter. Because Satan running around here tricking people and telling them how beautiful they look and how he can do this and can do that. And I can give you. Satan, who comes to Jesus in a wilderness and tells Jesus, if you will bow to me, I will give you this and I will give you that. He is going to fall in a, he's going to be put chained. The angel is going to come and put chains on him and drop him in a bottomless pit. Turn to Revelation chapter 20. You want to know what's going to happen to the devil who loves, who says with his lips, has such great lip service, but can do nothing without God allowing him to do it? See, his story is he can't do no more than God allow. He don't have all power. You got to know his story and understand. Don't follow him. Follow God. God is your everything. The angel's going to walk right up to him and throw a chain on his neck and drop him in the pit for 1,000 years, a bottomless pit. He's going to fall for 1,000 years, and there's nothing he can do about it. Nothing. And look, who's going to let him free? He has to be set free. He can't get out. Look at verse 7, Revelation 27-10. He can't get out. He has to be loosed out. Do y'all understand what I'm telling you? Satan, who's so big and bad, they portray him on TV with all these big horns, and he's in hell, and he breathing fire. They portray these crazy pictures on TV. God, do you understand that he has to be loosed after 1,000 years? Do you understand that God is the one who has all power? God is omnipotent. What is your story? Are you going to stand on the promise of the one who has all power? Are you going to fall for the deception of the one who makes you think he has all power, but is getting his power from this one? It's like the moon. The moon is deceptive. Do you understand that the moon can only shine because it gets its light from the sun? Did y'all know that? I just threw a little science on you because I'm a science teacher. The moon don't shine by itself. It gets reflective light from the sun. Did y'all know that? Well, write that down. Throw some knowledge on your kids. Just say, y'all know something about the moon? Just figure I'd throw that in there. But do you understand? Satan is deceptive. He's been deceptive from day one, and he's going to be deceptive. It's not over. Look at verse 8. Start at verse 7. And when the 1,000 years are expired, Satan shall be loosed out of his prison, that's the bottomless pit. Verse 8, and look at this, and shall go out to deceive the nations. And he's still after 1,000 years He's a master deceiver. That's what he does. For 1,000 years, they're going to be without Satan. And he's going to come out, get loose, and what's he going to do? Go out to deceive the nations, which are in the four quarters of the earth, Gog and Magog, to gather them together to do what? To battle. Now, if Satan is gathering people to battle, who do you think he's deceiving them that they can beat? He's not going against Satan, because Jesus said a kingdom divided against itself can't stand. So you know Satan ain't fighting Satan. He's going to deceive them into believing they can take the kingdom of God. Don't y'all fall for his foolishness. To gather them together to battle, the number of whom is as the sand of the sea. Are you going to be numbered with the people who are foolish enough to fall for Satan's tricks? Or are you going to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ? Verse 9, and they went up. Look, they didn't just believe it, they went. And they went up on the breadth of the earth and compassed the camp of saints of the saints about and the beloved city. And look what happened. They went up and camped themselves about. They were getting ready to fight. While they were preparing to fight, and fire came down from God out of heaven and devoured them. While Satan, can I tell you something? As long as God is your everything, and while you're believing in Jesus Christ, while Satan is preparing and encamped about you, do you know God sent fire down from heaven and devoured him? That's what I'm telling you. God got to be your everything. What is your story? You got to stand on the promise of Jesus. And look at verse 10. Look at the completion of the story. And the devil that deceived them, deceived who? Deceived Adam, deceived Eve, deceived Charlene, and did put your name there. All of us that were sinners, saved by grace. That devil that deceived us into believing that we were all that in the bag of chips, and we got saved and found out that it was all about Jesus. The devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone, where the beast and the false prophet are, and shall be tormented day and night forever and ever. That's the story. What is your story? My story is I believe God. God is my everything. And I'm going to stand with him, and I'm going to stand on his promise. And I believe he will do just what he said. That's my story. What is your story? Are you going to continue to focus on your failures and your mistakes? Are you going to continue to focus on all of your successes? Or are you going to give God praise for what he has done in your life and give him the glory, give him the honor, and make him your everything? This has been Ladies Seeking Your Face. I am your host, Evangelist Charlene C. Bourne. I have enjoyed being here today. What is your story? Some people are aching to tell what they did. Why don't you ache and yearn to tell what Jesus did for you? That is the greatest story you could ever tell. First of all, or I'm at the end, so I guess it's last of all, I want to say happy Mother's Day to my mother, Missionary Christine Steed. That's my mother who bought me. She's online. I want you to know that for those of you who watched live stream last night, I was speaking with my iPad. I have an iPad mini. She blessed me with the iPad mini for my birthday. I want to wish her a happy birthday. Oh, she clicked in? No, you know you can't click her in before 10 minutes after. Hello.
Praise him.
Praise him. Buenos días, ¿cómo está, señorita? Muy bonita. Hello.
Yo me llamo Christina.
Hi, Christine Steed, Missionary Christine Steed. I want to wish you a happy Mother's Day. I want you to know that I thank God that he blessed me with you.
Oh, thank you so much. And he also blessed me with you.
Well, thank you very, very much.
And my oldest child. And I just want you to know that my story is I believe God.
Well, bless God.
I believe every word he said.
Amen. And I want to make sure.
Believe the other.
And I want to make sure I say Happy Mother's Day to all the mothers. If nobody told you, well, I've been telling my mother Happy Mother's Day since yesterday. So,
yes, you did.
Yes, I want to make sure I tell her that I'm grateful for her, and her story is that she believes God. Don't worry, she tells me her story all the time. She always tells me to believe God. She's always encouraging me. She knows I take a lot of medicine, so she's always encouraging me. Charlene, God can get you through this. She's an inspiration, so I thank God for her. I want to definitely.
If she brought me out, Charlene, what you're going through is nothing.
Amen. Because God, you know why? Because God is my everything, and I thank God for him. I want to thank God for everybody that's tuned in. Thank God for my sister, my kid, whoever's tuned in to. I want to thank God for Dr. Ray, who called me and gave me such wonderful, wonderful words of encouragement, for Pastor Carmen, who sent me a wonderful, and the well, all those who were at the well who were watching last night, who encouraged me with such wonderful words of encouragement from service last night. I just want to thank y'all, God, for all of those who go and listen to Ladies Seeking His Face, who those who listen to the archives. I thank God for your encouragement. I know I have to go. My time is up. I just want to thank God for each and every one. I can't name everybody because I know I'll forget somebody. So I just want to put an umbrella above everybody and let y'all know that I praise God for each and every one of you. I praise God for my engineer, my programming engineer, Apostle Lonnie Stocks, who be pushing me, nudging me. I want y'all to meet me tomorrow, Mother's Day, right here at 509 Evergreen Avenue for 10 a.m. Sunday school. Meet me for service right here at 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. We are going to have an awesome, awesome time. If you do not know Jesus, get to know Jesus. Get to know him as your Lord and your Savior. I'm telling you, you will not ever, ever know anybody as good, as great, as awesome as the Lord Jesus Christ. He is magnificent.
I thank God for Pastor, and happy birthday, Pastor. I love you.
He said thank you. He told me to tell you thank you. He doesn't have a mic on.
Okay.
And he said he loved you too. Okay. All right, y'all. Listen, what I'm going out. You know what I'm going out with? I'm going out with this. This is my song. Let me get to iTunes. I'm going out with my song from Tremaine Hawkins. I never lost my praise. Tremaine Hawkins is one of my favorite singers. But I want to go out with I Never Lost My Praise. All right? I love y'all. Enjoy your day in Jesus. If you're in New York, try to stay dry. Bless you. Thank you, darling. Y'all have a blessed day. I love you. You know I do. God bless you. And I'll see you again by God's grace next Saturday right here on Ladies Seeking His Face. Bye-bye.
I love you.
I love you, too.
You know who this is?
Yes, it's Christine.
Okay.
Love you.
I love you too. Darling.
Darling.
Some love once departed in heaven to stay, but thank God I didn't lose everything. I've lost faith in peace. Who said they cared? In the time of my crisis, they were never there. But in my disappointment, in my season of pain, one thing never wavered, one thing never changed.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly, but then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an Orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting.
No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.